Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
And they did a little poll asking fans, you know, it's basketball season. What you eating? You having a snack? Huh?
Is this going to go the way of the Super Bowl party where everybody apparently is having pizza? And we don't typically do that at my party.
We don't do that for the big, no.
Is it pizza?
No.
It's not.
It's a little bit spicier. It's not specific, but the one thing that everybody agrees on is they like a little bit of heat.
Hot sauce or
it's
like?
Foods that are hot.
So like you could have wings, hot wings.
Hot wings?
Right?
Yeah, sure.
It's like queso.
Basketball requires a level of heat.
I guess so.
It's a different kind of game, Eric. Fans in the West and the South prefer like some real heat. It's got to be hot. In the East,
yes,
they're like, medium is good.
We're good over here.
Midwest.
That's us, salt of the earth.
Mild, please. Just mild. I just take mild.
Do you have any lighter salsa? Just, I want to have just enough so I could taste one tomato. But I don't want it to burn my tongue. Because then I'll get the head sweats.
In other stats, they found that Midwesterners were the biggest fans of underdog teams. That's who we want to root for.
That's us, right?
Yes, yes.
The Midwest is the underdog of America.
We love buzzer beater moments. They are least... What?
We are?
Least likely to go out on a date each month. That's mean.
What did they survey here?
They're looking at our competitiveness. Easterners are like the most confident that they're going to win. Westerners.
Well, you've got that New York mentality on the East Coast, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
And like both East Coast, West Coast, they're like competitive zones.
Yes.
In the
also,
middle.
Also, Revolutionary War, East Coast. We got this. We will win. But not the Midwest. I don't know if I want to go out on another date.
The survey? They're asking them about what they're eating and then how competitive do you feel and least likely to go on a date each month. That just sounds rude.
That sounds like this poll was taken by an East Coast and a West Coast company.
Yeah.
They're rubbing it in.
You know what? Leave the Midwest alone.
We root for underdogs because that's us.
Well, and also, I haven't gone on a date in a while.
Oh, no, if there's spicy food on the date, I have to excuse myself and go to the restroom.
I just prefer ketchup.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
I should not... let me be clear.
Now you should.
No, and I have to.
You shall.
And I shall. I did not, let me be clear, I did not enjoy my illness this week. I was sick with the flu. Like, first thing I woke up Tuesday morning, it was like, oh, it's on. It has gotten me. I was the last one in my family to go down. And it was an awful, like, 2 days. I just slept and everything came out of me. Okay? It was bad. It was real bad. And I felt like garbage too. Okay. Don't go thinking I was off on some holiday. I was not.
That's what I was thinking.
I was not. I was not feeling well. But I will say, a 3-day work week. Counting. I just like, oh my gosh, it's Friday already? Gosh, where's the time go?
I'm telling you, I don't care what side of the political aisle you're on. Bernie Sanders wants a 4-day work week.
Can we just come together on
that
one issue?
You bet.
I think it's great.
We could do that.
Yeah. Maybe we kind of like, that's our
You've
platform.
Noticed when I vacation, I try to come back about a Tuesday or a Wednesday.
Yes.
Yes. Short work week. Got another weekend right behind that.
It's a different kind of mindset. It's like, well, life is good, right?
Yes. Yes. You're accomplishing stuff.
Yeah.
Right. But you're also like, the weekend.
I felt like I got so much stuff done yesterday, but also hi, weekend. Hi. Can't wait to see you.
Are you getting the flu next Tuesday? Is this what you're telling me?
I have some bad.
Well, don't take pleasure in me being mad at that.
No. All right.
That's called Schadenfreude.
Mm.
So, I don't even know where this idea came from. I do know it involved some glasses of wine. And after those glasses of wine were enjoyed, a grand scheme to be a tourist in my hometown came about. So tomorrow morning,
what?
After we go have pancakes at the Indian Creek Nature Center, Shannon and I are driving to Washington, Iowa, and we're spending the entire day in Washington with another couple. We're going to shop the square. We're going to try to have some Dino's pizza. We're going to watch the basketball game at a local watering hole that I remember always wanting to go to as a little kid.
Just for old time's sake.
That's there's no reason for it at all.
No reason. Okay.
It just sounded like a good idea at the time. And then we booked a couple rooms at the casino in Riverside,
and
right?
And this is a friend from high school?
No, this is a former coworker when I worked at the radio station in Washington. He and I were the morning scramble of that time.
Oh, wow.
And he was my news director. And he and his wife is, it's really for her. Okay. We're going to show, you know, we're going to show the sights. But for
so
Shannon,
when we tell this story, this is the place we were talking about.
Yes.
Oh.
When we reference the north side of the Washington Square, it's right here.
She's never been?
I think maybe she's breezed through briefly.
Okay.
But not like, let's go store to store. And we used to record commercials with these people. And there used to be a men's store over here. And this is where we would always go to lunch. It's going to be memory lane walking.
Wow. Oh, she's going to love that.
His wife is going to eat it up. Shannon.
Oh, Shannon.
Shannon is going to hate every single second. She doesn't mind. She has some favorite stores, some favorite restaurants there.
Sure.
But the fact that the entire day.
Yeah.
And it's us dudes planning it. We are the tour guides.
Oh, wow.
The women are in the back seat. We're driving them around.
Wow.
That's the plan. That's the game.
That sounds like a lot.
And I will be taking
for them
a lot of pleasure in watching her pain.
Have you posted in like a community page that
we're coming to town?
Two of your local hometown heroes will be returning.
The Breakfast Flakes are back, everybody.
Hey.
A Des Moines-based economic group released a report yesterday on Clarkonomics.
Clarkonomics.
A detailed analysis of Caitlin Clark's economic impact on the Iowa economy.
Ooh.
Over the last three seasons, the increase in attendance attributable to the Caitlin Clark effect generated, are you ready for this?
Okay.
$82.5 million in direct consumer spending across the state of Iowa, primarily in Iowa City.
$82.5 million.
You start with just the base price of the ticket and the fact that more tickets were purchased.
Yeah.
Hotel rooms, parking, Carver cones, whatever you're buying.
Yeah.
Iowa also plays in Des Moines or Ames. And then people are also driving to the state of Iowa to watch her play. All of that was factored into this analysis. If you'd like to understand how that impacts the state of Iowa,
yes, I do.
That is double the revenue collected from an annual Iowa State Fair.
What?
That is the Caitlin Clark effect.
Double an Iowa State Fair?
Yes. In a year. Yes. It's double. A state fair brings in about $40-some million a year for the state of Iowa. Caitlin Clark, average over 3 years, $82.5 million.
Wow.
Dollars. State's unemployment rate dipped slightly last month to 2.9%, down from 3% in January. Iowa Workforce Development says around 3,900 people did leave the workforce last month. Those are mostly the kids who were working over winter break. Had to go back to class. So that 16 to 24 age bracket, employers reported 11,000 new jobs in Iowa in the month of February. So you said you had a hand-me-down growing up, but it was one of those, or was this for your kids? Those kids' cars that they got that little electric motor, they go about 5 miles an hour.
It was my kids' hand-me-down. Like, it'd been through all the other grandkids and like some great-grandkids. And yeah.
My nephew Hendrix has one. Absolutely loves it.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine a full-size person sitting in one of those and driving the length of Florida?
I tried to take my kid for a ride in it, and I had to get a kid to sit. It's not made for adults.
Two friends, adult friends since kindergarten, are headed off on a unique road trip. They're raising money for animal shelters. Cassie and Lauren loved Power Wheels so much, they are trying to set the world's record for the longest journey by toy car.
You know what? Hats off to you, ladies, because those things are really fun.
500 miles, Jacksonville to Key West. If you want a comparison of 500 miles, roughly the Quad Cities to Sioux City. is 500 miles.
That's awesome.
They are on their way. They're in Florida. They're dealing with a lot of rain right now.
Oh, no.
Because those are all convertibles.
I only see them as pink vehicles.
Yes.
And it's sunny.
But if you're only going five, it doesn't hurt when the rain plops on your cheeks.
Good point. Right? Good point.
I don't know where the name of the URL comes from, but you can follow along and also make a donation. TheEarSocks.com. I double checked it. It's legit.
Okay.
TheEarSocks.com. Follow along as Cassie and Lauren driving 500 miles in kid cars to raise money for an animal shelter.
What a story.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Okay, there's a new docuseries out. It's called Quiet on the Set, Dark Side of Kids TV. In one of the episodes, Drake Bell reveals that he was sexually assaulted as a child by his dialogue coach at Nickelodeon. And the story that he tells is terrible and awful. But of course, he's famous from being on the show on his time at Nickelodeon for being the star of the show Drake and Josh. So a lot of people were wondering, okay, we've got a very serious accusation from Drake. Where's Josh in all of this? And we waited and we waited and there was nothing from Josh. And people are getting a little antsy, like, okay, Josh, you need to release a statement. It's finally here. First of all, Josh says that he reached out to Drake personally and they spoke personally about the experience. In Josh's post, he said, I want to give my support to the survivors who were brave enough to share their stories of emotional and physical abuse on Nickelodeon sets with the world. Children should be protected. Reliving this publicly is incredibly difficult, but I hope I can bring healing to victims and their families, as well as necessary change in our industry.
So he's acknowledging things happened.
Yes.
He's also not acknowledging anything happened to him.
No.
Right?
No. Yeah. He is not bringing any of that to light. And there's other co-stars who are coming forward and saying that they had no idea. Nancy Sullivan is the woman who played their mother on Drake and Josh. And she said that, you know, it breaks her heart into a million pieces just how much Drake was holding inside while they were working together. And she had no idea.
That's just crazy.
Yeah. The world didn't know.
But you think of these scandals from educational institutions to churches, and the you don't know, right?
Yeah,
you
just you like can't. Paris Hilton coming forward and saying, like, there were some serious abuse allegations, and this is what I went through. This is what I experienced. It's awful. And
the kids surrounded by other adults they could go to, they just don't feel comfortable doing it, or they feel ashamed or embarrassed, and they just keep it inside, which is horrible.
Awful. In lighter news, we did get a great trailer. A first look at Tim Burton's follow-up to the 1988 cult classic Beetlejuice is finally here. Michael Keaton is back as Beetlejuice in Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. What we see from the first teaser trailer is Winona Ryder is back. Catherine O'Hara is back in their original roles. And then Jenna Ortega is joining the cast as Winona Ryder's daughter. They're at some sort of funeral. We just don't know who the funeral's for.
You see a shot of a all-girls school, which looks like a new building in town.
Yes, but very much in the same vein as the old house.
Yes. There's a lot of then scenes in the attic. And Jenna Ortega finds the model of the town.
Unveils it.
And then Winona Ryder is back in the attic, and then she starts to see a fissure crack the model.
From which Beetlejuice, I'm back.
Yes, the juice is loose.
So that's exciting. It looks really great.
Coming this fall?
Coming this fall, September 6th is the date on that. Please don't move it back. Very excited.
I'm very excited too.
If you're excited for that, you got to be excited that this weekend, Ghostbusters is back! Ghostbusters!
This kind of goes along with what you had yesterday. There are not a lot of original ideas in Hollywood.
No, there are not.
You're making money off of you and I because of things we loved when we were younger.
I have an idea. Let's prey off their nostalgia.
Okay, here's more money.
Here's my money. Take it. Take it. Now, as a kid, did you ever wonder what it would be like to get slimed?
There's the classic scene. Well, Bill Murray gets slimed in the hotel. And the line, I've been slimed, then became a thing for a while.
Yeah.
But it is in his mouth.
Ugh, and it's like everywhere, right?
Yes.
And that there was a difference because in my mind, I'm like Nickelodeon slime.
Green slime is different than ghost slime.
Yes.
Ectoplasm.
There was the like gacky, ew, yes. It looks like pudding. And then that slime was very kind of translucent.
It looked like snot.
And it,
really?
It was in his mouth. Uh-huh. Ew, what could that have experience been like? There is, of course, Bill Murray would know, but there's only one present day character who knows, and that is Finn Wolfhard. Stranger Things kid yes. is in this series, and he says that he gets slimed in this movie, and he said it didn't really taste like anything, almost like a minty, thick water, which sounds gross, but it's so much better than having fake blood in your mouth. Less sugary. Less gross.
Good to know.
Good to know.
And from Stranger Things to Ghostbusters, he'd know both.
He would know.
And It. And
oh,
he was
yeah.
in It,
and
too.
And in It, too. Yeah. He says it's just really awesome. He when he read that he was going to get slimed in the script, he was like, oh, this is crazy. I get to be the one that gets slimed. He was excited for it.
Do you think they give them a little taste ahead of time before they set the scene up just so he knows what he's getting into?
I would hope so. You don't just, because you'd have to react, right?
Yes.
Or act around like it doesn't matter.
And you can't taste it for the first time while they're rolling, because that's, and if you hate it, right? You can't get a good, you got to remember your lines.
No, and like, what if like, oh, he's allergic to slime.
Also that.
What?
He may have a slime allergy.
Yeah. Gotta try some slime.
I'm gluten-free, peanut-free, and slime-free.
Oh, I can't do slime. My body doesn't process slime.
I have slimiac disease. I'm sorry.
That's what we like to call.
Z's. Sleaze.
Claire, I think we need to call the victory in this round of March Calmness.
Yeah, I think that it was not even really that competitive.
No, Pet Cuddles destroys listening to music, and we would like to say congratulations. Pet Cuddles, you are moving on to the championship round in March Calmness.
Call it.
That's the calmest set of symbols I've ever heard a person try to... That's pretty calm. That's pretty calm. Speaking of calm, we were inspired by all of the basketball I was watching on TV yesterday. They've got those pep bands in the stands right behind the baskets, and it's like bringing the energy to the game.
They're so peppy.
Yes. So peppy, in fact, that we wanted to have our own Z102.9 pep band.
How do we get some of that, we said to ourselves. That's and then we're like, oh, wait. We know some people.
We have some of that, is what we said to ourselves. We welcome into the studio the Z102.9's evil brother of the marching band, the Z Pep Band, everybody. Welcome
there was
to them.
Twin.
Just like in the game, you kind of want to have a song that's going to influence kind of the feel of the room. Do we have anything maybe a little bit slower band that we could start with for your performance
just
here this morning
work our way
on the morning scramble?
The pep level.
Whenever you're ready, take it away. This is nice. Golf clap. The Z102.9 pep band.
So nice. Very calming.
As mentioned, the evil twin of the Z102.9 marching band, which, by the way, award-winning Z102.9 marching band, taking not one but two awards in this year's Sapadapa Soap Parade.
Yes, wow. Very impressive.
Yes.
Marched like beasts.
The beasts they were
yes,
on that windy
beasts.
Sunday, the streets of Cedar Rapids. If you missed our performance on 9.2, may we bring it to you now, a little taste of what were on the streets of Cedar Rapids.
The theme of our entry in the Sapadapa Soap Parade was Hey Baby.
Let's hear from the Z Pep Band and Hey Baby.
One, two, three.
along with your radio. That's the pep you need to start a Friday morning on the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
Ooh, feeling peppy.
It's the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
Z102.9.
It is what we know as the Great Radio Experiment. Mm-hmm. Live. Perhaps if never to be done again.
If not peppy, we are plucky.
We are plucky. We are peppy. We are stoked for what's happening in Iowa City. You've got Pat McAfee's show today. That's going to be bringing just the love of the Iowa Hawkeyes to ESPN, ESPN mm-hmm. News. He's the most popular sports talk guy right now in the world. So he's doing his show live this morning. Then, of course, we got Hawkeye women's basketball coming up tomorrow.
The number one seeded team.
Number one seeded team.
Hello.
Hawkeye coach Jan Jensen will be joining the Morning Scramble at about 9:15 this morning.
Taking live from practice.
A break from practice. That is the hardest ticket in town to get. Of course, you're going to be able to watch the game on ABC tomorrow, but there's a certain feeling when you're in Carver Hawkeye Arena and the pep band is playing to get you ready for whatever team takes the court, be it the men or the women. We wanted to try to recreate that the best we could now, which is the entire reason for bringing in the evil twin of the Z102.9 marching band, the Z102.9 pep band. When they are
Who
ready,
knew there was a twin.
Let's get you ready for some Hawkeye women's basketball.
One, two, three.
behalf of the Z102.9 Pep Band and the Morning Scramble, we say go Hawkeyes! Beat Holy Cross! It's the Morning Scramble and the Z Pep Band on Z102.9!
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes!
Z102.9.
The epicenter of sports in my world right now is Iowa City.
Absolutely.
Pat McAfee, the biggest, the hottest sports talk show, is doing his show live in Iowa City.
National eyes upon us.
Then we've got, of course, the Hawkeye women's basketball, a number one seed in the NCAA women's basketball tournament. And then there's this little piece of parody that was sent out of the nest on, what was it, Tuesday this week?
Yes, sent out of the nest Tuesday, and here we are on a Friday morning with the view count soaring still.
We
as
are
we speak.
Looking at a beaming father as if he just had a newborn child. Rob Merritt joins the Morning Scramble. Good morning, Rob.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
B-Ball Wizard, the Caitlin Clark song, I think you dropped on Tuesday.
Yes.
How are things going?
If you don't know my view count, I'll feel bad for you, son. I'm at 99,501.
Okay, we are very, very close. Maybe by the time we finish speaking, we'll
if
be
we can find 500 people to view this
let's
thing.
Let's do it.
This is on your YouTube channel, Mad Reindeer. But yes. Basically, people just look up B-Ball Wizard, the Caitlin Clark song. Is that how you're finding they're finding it?
Yeah, either that or the Caitlin Clark song. That'll get you there, too. Hawkeye Heaven picked it up, a few other Hawkeye fan sites. So it's
that
kind
helps.
Of all over Facebook now. And it's really crazy because we had no intention of that happening. It was a week ago, my coworker, Alex Taylor at Nuboco, just as kind of a joke, because I get this ever since I did the dumpster fire video.
Yep. You're kind of semi-famous.
People constantly are like, oh, you should do a parody of this. And usually I'm like, okay, no. But Alex came up and he was like, oh, you know, you should take Pinball Wizard and you should make it about Caitlin Clark. And it was kind of a joke, but I was thinking about it during the day and I was like, actually, no, that works. And I started rewriting the lyrics in my head. And I was like, yeah, no, this totally works. And by the end of the day, I was like, Yeah, we're going to do this. And it just seemed like good timing with the tournament coming up, and everybody's talking about Caitlin Clark anyway. So it just seemed like a fun thing to do. So I went to Alex and I was like, yeah, I'm going to do this, but you have to be in the video. And so this weekend we went out to where the banner is hanging,
yes,
in Iowa
the big
City.
Banner.
We filmed in front of that. We had a lot of weird looks from people because there's a lot of people getting their picture taken in front of that thing.
Yeah.
And every time they'd be coming up and they'd be like, oh, what are you guys doing?
Isn't it kind of like a theme park where there's like a line and people are waiting to get their photo taken with the mascot?
It's surprising how many people are there. I think I wound up stopping the shoot to take pictures for like six different people because they were trying to figure it out.
Will
and I was
take
like, here,
a
I got
photo
you.
For us?
Hey, guitar
yeah.
guy, I don't know what you're doing, but
yeah,
take a picture
I'm
of
like,
me.
I'm like, got a guitar on one arm. I'm like, yeah, no, I got
no,
you.
No, I can take a picture.
So you're telling me you put this video together in a weekend?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We filmed this on Saturday and then I cut it together on Monday. Actually, Monday, because I have a full-time job. So I basically on Monday night, I cut the video together.
Dude, the number of video clips that match the lyrics perfectly.
You did this in a weekend?
Yes.
Yeah. No, this was like I said, this was not supposed to be. This was like, I'm just messing around, you know, and I put it up on Tuesday and I was like, haha, you know, just I thought it'd be funny. And a few of my friends were and then all of a sudden it just kind of blew up. And then I was really surprised at kind of how just people kind of took it and ran with it.
I think you're at the right thing at the right moment. Like we're all just very excited and it's excitement. It's hopeful excitement.
To be clear, I know this is not about me. This is Caitlin Mania.
Oh,
and
sure.
I happen to catch a wave in her wake and I'm riding the wave.
Yes,
and it's
you are hanging
fun.
10
Look,
right
comes
now.
Rob on a
you're
boogie
hanging,
board.
He's hanging 22.
Yes.
Is what he's doing.
It's not a full surfboard. It's a boogie board, you guys. Calm down.
But I think to both your point, the timing was perfect. They had just miraculously won the Big Ten tournament. Claire and I are in Des Moines or in Chicago watching it at a department store on our phone, you know, biting our shopping bags. And then there's no basketball for a week.
Yes. And there's
then you
nothing.
Just like, we like, I need more.
I need content.
I need more yeah. Hawkeye women's basketball.
We just had a weekend full of watching games. And it's like, and I know that we're right on the precipice of that. But like, I got nothing. And so there you come.
They get their seed. And then all of a sudden this thing pops out and we are almost at 100,000 views.
Well, you mentioned the Big Ten tournament. You know, something that was important for, even though the whole song is a big joke, you know, this is a lot of fun and all that. At the same time, there is something really exciting happening with Caitlin Clark and with the Hawkeyes.
Oh, for
sure. And it was also important to me in the song, like the very last verse pays tribute to the rest of the team because as amazing
yes!
as what Caitlin is doing.
That's my favorite part of the song.
Yeah, you would not. She wouldn't. I mean, you wouldn't be where you are. The Hawkeyes wouldn't be where they are if it wasn't for the team play.
It's a team effort. And it's so the not last just verse, one person.
And even in the Big Ten tournament, like you said, I mean, that last game, for the first half of the game, Caitlin was off. She was not having a good game. And her teammates stepped up. And then when Caitlin, like, got her shot back again, then it was great. But, I mean, like, the block that Gabby Marshall made, you know, there are some amazing players on that whole team. And I think Caitlin would be the first one to say that they would not be where they are without, like, the whole team. So I wanted to make a little mention of that in the song, that as much as it's amazing what Caitlin Clark is doing, it's amazing what all the Hawkeyes are doing.
Right. Totally with you. Because it was like, oh, have we had an off day like we experienced? Are you in the middle of writing the song and that happens? Like,
I think it was more, you know, I think I realized I got to say something about the team. And plus, I was writing it right around the time of that final game.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, when Gabby Marshall had that monster block with like 40 seconds left, is like, I think I saw that clip and I was thinking about the lyrics at the time and I was like, I got to make sure I get that in there. That's amazing.
That happened on Sunday, Rob.
Yes. Yeah. And then a week went by and then they got their seed and then another week and then all of a sudden here we are.
I know. What's it like to be talented?
Well, I'm really good at ripping off other people's songs.
You're great at it, man.
Oh, if you can make a career out of it, Weird Al, there you go.
Hey, yeah, Weird Al Jr.
We're in the presence of a wizard who put out B-Ball Wizard, the Caitlin Clark song. We are inches away from 100,000 views on this thing. So we got to direct people to Mad Reindeer or look up B-Ball Wizard, the Caitlin Clark song. I love that the Hawkeye fan sites are sharing it. Are you hearing from anybody else that's been sharing it? Like, I was hoping Pat McAfee, for example, would get his hands on it, but there's probably some layers of permission if you're going on a national scale like that.
I'm not sure. I know that somebody tagged Hannah Stolke's mom, and so I was like, I remember that happened when it had around 5,000 views, and I was like, you know, people were joking, oh, Caitlin Clark might see this. I was like, there's no way that Caitlin Clark is actually going to see this stupid video. And then after that started happening, I was like, oh my God, Caitlin Clark might actually see this.
Rob, I bet Caitlin Clark has seen this.
She's going to see. I have a feeling
this angry phone call. You think you're funny, don't you?
Hey, pal.
She said, what's her fake name when she's at hotels?
Hallie Parker.
If you get a phone call from a Hallie Parker.
From Parent Trap.
It's actually Caitlin Clark.
It's a collect call. Do you accept the charges?
Sure.
No.
This is the buzz that is Hawkeye women's basketball. And adding to that from Cedar Rapids, big thanks to Rob Merritt for coming in and sharing the story behind B-Ball Wizard. You'll find that right now on YouTube as we are pushing those clicks to get up to 100,000. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me, guys. Go Hawkeyes.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble
on Z102.9.
You always get giddy when you talk to a famous person.
Yeah, I know.
That's just the way it is.
When you talk to the most famous person in Danson Eric Hansen's phone, that's a special day.
Coach, you have been my example on the radio many times. You're the most famous person's phone number I have, so thank you for letting me use it.
Dude, you got to up your profile, man. I can introduce you to a whole lot more high-profile people. Just come on over. I'll get a lot more on your phone.
I'll take you up on that maybe in a couple of weeks. You guys are a little busy right now. Fair to say?
Oh, boy. We are busy, and there is nothing like being busy in this time of year. I tell you what, it's the most magical time of year if you're a hooper, I tell you that.
Well, I feel like it's been at least a year since we've been able to see you guys play. Like last weekend, it was so much fun. But like, how do you keep the team
same?
Ready?
Yeah,
how do you keep momentum for a tournament like this?
We feel the same too. We are like, how long has it been since we have played? And you know what's nice, if you win the tournament, like thankfully we have. The last 3 years, let's just throw that out there. That was fun. But when you win the tournament and you get that break, it's so nice because you're happy. So we give the kids, the team, a couple days off, and then we'll practice a couple days, practice another couple days, and they had last weekend off. So now they're fresh and they're ready, and everybody is ready to rock and roll.
And what's great is you've got that formula figured out. And you know going in kind of the secret sauce for not too much rest, but not overworking them at the same time.
Yep, absolutely. And but I will tell you, when I came into the office today, Abby Emmert, one of our coaches, was like, finally, women's basketball is on TV today. You know, it's like we we just feel like it's been so long.
You know? There's been just this big void. I have to tell you, so Claire's family and my family were in Chicago during that last game against Nebraska. We are at a shopping mall
watching it. Waiting for Shannon
to buy shoes.
We're like, oh my God.
Watching every last bucket on my tiny phone and all of the people at the store on our phone because we were in a mall. We couldn't find a TV. So we made a lot of noise.
Temptation.
That Nordstrom and Oakbrook was very happy for us Hawkeye fans, for sure.
It was a magic time.
So,
well, we appreciate you you watching it, even on a 3-inch screen.
Yes, it was. All the magic was there. Now, you guys have Holy Cross coming up. Do you prep before even watching them because they had to play yesterday, or are you just kind of working off of 24 hours of notes?
Yeah, you know what we do, actually, is when the bracket came up last Sunday, everybody kind of has an assignment. So, like, one coach will take West Virginia, another coach takes Princeton, another coach takes Holy Cross, another one will take UT Martin. So we just start, like, I had Holy Cross, so I just started watching them that night. So you have you do a lot of work that may not be used, right? Because someone is not going to use all the notes that they have. So then you kind of look at difficult actions. And what I mean by that, some teams are a little easier to scout. They don't run, they don't run a whole lot. They might just run like some ball screen action. Another team, they might run really complicated. It's a ball screen with a back screen with a flare screen, and they have different reads off of it. So then as a staff, you make a decision for that week. We're going to work on actions that are difficult that maybe we haven't handled so well. So you're kind of doing that this whole week, and maybe we practice a little bit one day for West Virginia. They're the top seed. Another day we might have practiced for, what Princeton's going to run. So you're just trying to get your team back in their mind what you think you're going to face and give a little bit more attention to the things that you think are the most challenging.
How do you prepare for something that you don't see coming, though? Like, I don't think that we saw an off game for like Caitlin Clark during the tournament. Like, and nobody, you can't predict that a day like that's going to happen. Or how do you go into the locker room at halftime and coach them out of that?
Yeah. Well, I think it's kind of like, how all of us, sometimes you just don't see an off day happening in our lives, right?
Yeah, true.
You're all great. You're going and all of a sudden you get your coffee. It tips all over your console. And then you go in and everything's good. And then there's a problem with the technology at the office and the guest doesn't come in. And you're like, what am I going to do? And so that's what I love about sport is that, you can prepare as best you can, but it's live, right? It is there. Things happen, kids get cold, kids get in foul trouble. The other team has a kid that's, not very good. And now she's looking like she's an All-American. So
yeah.
It's all the days of, I call it weathering the storms in practices. And you try to set your team up in practices with everything that could happen, right? Some days, like when we're early in the year, we bring in referees if we're scrimmaging, and we might tell the refs, like, really be hard on Caitlin.
Oh, interesting.
Anything that's remotely a foul, give her a foul. And that's not always fun, but she's got to kind of, work with that.
Got to adjust to it.
Sundays we'll tell the refs, don't call much. Don't call much on any of them. And they're like, foul, what? But you try to simulate what they might be facing later. And, you just hope that all the prep that you've done, with the emotional things that could happen, but then taking it to the context of actual drills is, even like – we're only going to have a quick turnaround now, right? Because Holy Cross won last night. We'll have this day of practice. We got to play them again another day to get prepared for either West Virginia or Princeton. So it's all the general actions that you've been practicing all year long that you hope when you only have a short time to prepare that they're going to go back in that memory bank and be like, ah, yeah, I've been here before. This is what happened against, Nebraska. I remember that practice. Yep, I didn't get the calls. I knew I kind of got my little tail chewed there. I got to handle it now, So that's what you hope. But you know, like anything, some days it just all goes against you and you can't quite right the ship. But I think a good example of righting the ship when we had to was that Nebraska championship win in the tournament, that they used every second plus five more minutes, but they really dug deep and got it.
That shows you where experience and practice will get you.
Yep.
Our special guest is Jan Jensen with the Iowa women's basketball team. As we get ready to say goodbye, just how cool is it to be in Iowa City right now?
Oh, well, it's always cool to be in Iowa City.
True, yeah.
I got to tell you, there's no cooler place to be. But I would say that this fan base in March Madness has always been amazing, even back to our Megan Gustafson days. But obviously with Caitlin and the national spotlight, and you could argue the world spotlight, and the way that the team has really handled that and learned to play with that pressure and with that spotlight. And certainly Caitlin has done an amazing job. I mean, it's just fun. I mean, we can feel it, you know, unless you're a hater, right? Everybody is so for us. And that just is such a wonderful feeling, not just in Iowa City, but the buzz here, but there's just a lot of folks all over that are sure pulling for us. And in fact, we were doing our scouting report meeting. The team was all here watching the game, and you know, there wasn't a lot of Hawk fans here yet, but of course when they came in, everybody cheered. But we were doing the scout meeting, and afterwards Caitlin's phone for sure was blowing up, but mine, I had a couple texts. And Tim McGraw was doing a concert in Des Moines last night. I don't know if you heard, but he came out in a Caitlin Clark jersey.
Ooh.
And the whole place just went nuts. So I got all these pictures. And, you know, Tim McGraw, you know, I don't know, but he's a pretty handsome guy, and he was all cut with those muscles and 22 on, right? So I'm sure all the ladies or whoever found him attractive were screaming for that and screaming for the fact that he was wearing, you know, quote unquote, a sleeveless muscle shirt / uniform with our very own Caitlin Clark.
How cool.
So it's a pretty, you know, it just is a fun time. There's nobody that wants to keep this dance going as long as possible with six more wins than the group that's on the floor, the group that's on that bench and that's in our locker room. But we are certainly buoyed up by all the amazing energy that starts right here with our city and community of Iowa City, Coralville, and North Liberty, and certainly Cedar Rapids stretching down that corridor. But we feel everybody, and we're just so thankful, because that's really what makes this ride so fun, is that everybody is dancing with us.
Absolutely. And it's not even just about like this one team. It's a different conversation about women's athletics, and it's so cool to watch and see that change happening. Coach Jan Jensen, thank you for spending some time with us this morning.
Oh my gosh, thanks for having me. You guys are great. Enjoy the March Madness. And even though everybody's not really happy about this snow in our area, I mean, it's a little basketball season-ish, though, right?
Yeah,
it is.
Kind of holding it on.
It's so part of the madness.
Let's just rock it.
It's a January game. Just think of it like that. I'll hit you up in May for some new phone numbers, so I have some more popular people on my phone, if that's okay.
We're gonna get that profile higher for you, buddy.
Sounds good.
You're kind of at the bottom if I'm on the top of your list.
Coach Jan Jensen.
All right, guys, we'll see you. Go Hawks.
Go Hawks.
Go Hawks.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.